Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is it true blondes have more fun? I decided to find out. When I was in the fifth grade, my best friend liked to torment me. The way she did it was by flipping her long blonde hair and singing, "Is it true blondes have more fun?" My hair was dark, almost black, and she told me over and over that blondes were prettier. Blondes had more fun, and she was glad she was blonde instead of having hair like mine. The Clairol commercial for hair lightener was a big thing back then, and that's where she got her ideas. Maybe you're wondering why we were best friends. The only way I can explain it is we were in fifth grade. When she wasn't taunting me, we were climbing trees, exploring the neighborhood, and figuring out ways to earn money to buy a mail-order parakeet. Eventually, my friend and I grew up and grew apart. But I never grew apart from my sister, who was also a blonde. She was the center of attention everywhere we went. Men were drawn to her. Women called her the life of the party, and she was our father's favorite. He called her his Spanish blonde because of her light hair and dark eyes. There is a video on one of those old-fashioned movie reels that you project onto a screen. This was before the days of iPhones and digital cameras. Of my sister shoving me out of the way when the movie camera zoomed in on us. She had blonde hair down to her waist, and I was a bald toddler. I toddled into view just long enough to get pushed back out of sight so she could continue her dance, which consisted of swinging her hair back and forth. So is it any surprise that I decided late in life to become a blonde? I had arrived at middle age, and I wanted a change, so I marched into a hair salon and said, "Make me blonde." The first take didn't work. My hair ended up light brown, which I considered worse than black. Although, looking back, it was a pretty shade with some reddish highlights. But that's not what I wanted, so the hairstylist did a redo, and I emerged from the salon with the blonde hair I had long coveted. It was good timing. I started a new job the next week, and nobody had known me as a brunette. I got all kinds of attention. Men flirted. Young girls admired me. My husband didn't recognize the back of my head in church and sat down beside a skinny little brunette woman before realizing his mistake. At work, I became known as the cute little blonde. But there was a downside. The roots grew out dark, very dark. I was constantly going to the salon to have them touched up, and my hair started to dry out. One day when my regular hairstylist was out, I went to a different salon, and a flamboyant guy named Ulrich worked on my hair. It turned bright orange, exactly the color of a carrot. I looked in the mirror and screamed. Ulrich shot alarmed glances at the other stylist and said, "We'll fix it. Don't worry." I was in the salon for 7 hours as Ulrich and one other stylist worked on my head. I was terrified I wouldn't have any hair left when they finished. My husband said later he was ready to storm the salon with a baseball bat in case they had kidnapped me, because who stays in a salon 7 hours? But they finally finished, and when I emerged, I was as blonde as Marilyn Monroe. My hair went from ash blonde highlights to bright, very bright, yellow. I hated it at first. Then I loved it as I saw how much attention this Marilyn Monroe blonde hair attracted. The hair was a startling contrast to my brown eyes. My husband thought the whole thing was funny. Whenever I asked him which hair color he liked best, he diplomatically and wisely said, "I think you look great no matter what color your hair is." I love the new bleached blonde look, but this new hair exacerbated the problems of dark roots and dry hair. It got expensive going back to Ulrich for touch-ups, so I made a decision that turned out to be the end of my 4-year run as a blonde. I decided to do it myself. I went to Walmart and bought a blonde shade of hair dye to touch up the roots, then locked myself in the bathroom and went to work. An hour later, the result was horrifying. I emerged with a 2-inch wide skunk stripe down the middle of my hair. I had to wear a hat to work. As soon as I could find a day to get off work and go to my hairstylist, the first one because Ulrich had left without a forwarding address, I beat a fast track to the salon. She took one look at the mess and said, "You're going to have to go dark." "No, I love being a blonde," I protested. "I'm sorry, but I can't fix this. You'll need to let it grow out, then I can get it blonde again for you." I had forgotten what my natural color looked like until she finished, and I looked in the mirror, seeing myself as a brunette for the first time in years. My hair was almost black, and I loved it. No more roots, no more dry hair. My husband wouldn't sit beside strange women in church. I decided to remain a brunette. But this episode of my life made me think about how women are always dissatisfied with their color, whatever it is. And it's not just hair. Those with light skin bake it in the sun to turn it brown or use indoor tanning sprays. Those with dark skin try to lighten it. We color our lips and our nails, paint color into our cheeks, and buy contact lenses that change the color of our eyes. What is it about color that is so important? To an extent, it's fun. My toenails are blue right now. But shouldn't it only be fun and not a sign of dissatisfaction or an attempt to change who we are? Returning to my original question, is it true blondes have more fun? I attracted attention, but my answer to that question would have to be no. Being confident in who we are regardless of what anybody else thinks, loving ourselves without wishing we were somebody else, is the way to have fun. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.